Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Getting ready for Steelers-Bears. You remember the last time the Steelers went to Chicago, Donnie?
Just went to Chicago or went to Chicago and won?
Went to Chicago. Wasn't it the Anthem game?
2017, yes, yeah. It was. Al Villanueva.
Wow, was that something to be in the ballpark for that one.
And an all-time hustle play by Vance McDonald.
By Vance McDonald. I was going to ask you that question or somehow factor that into our numbers game, how many yards he went. I wound up calling Don Beebe after that. You remember Don Beebe's playing the Super Bowl?
Yeah, Bill's special teams legend.
He was living in Chicago. And because people were talking about the Vance McDonald play, was that on a blocked field goal or an interception? What was that?
I thought it was a blocked field goal at the end of the half.
And he chased the guy down in unbelievable fashion. And the Steelers found a way to lose to a bad team that day.
And that was a 13-3 Steelers team.
Yeah.
They lost to a bad Bears team.
Yeah, it was just
Mike Glennon beat him again.
Mike Glennon beat them twice. That's
yes,
right.
He did.
I guarantee he didn't beat anybody else twice in the NFL. You can look that one up. So, strange things could happen. I've got a six-pack of questions for you and Limits. Are you ready for this,
okay.
Donnie? Thank you, Limits. The first one is Darius Slay. It sure sounds like he's going to start. But my question is, does he wind up with first, what do you think of that? Secondly, does he wind up with more snaps than James Pierre?
I don't think he should start, and I certainly hope not. I think that Slay has been their most disappointing player pretty much all season. He's certainly been their most disappointing free agent signing of any magnitude. And James Pierre, I mean, he's playing the best stretch of football he's ever played. And, you know, they reference Kenneth Gainwell and Jaylen Warren and, hey, we're going to ride the hot hand. Why not do that with your cornerbacks, too? Why not do that with James Pierre and Darius Slay? At no point this season has Darius Slay played good football for you.
Yeah.
And James Pierre is coming off a performance where he helped shut down probably the best wide receiver in the game. Ja'Marr Chase had 3 catches for 30 yards, and he was part of that. The whole secondary was great against Cincy last weekend. But I don't understand why, Darius Slay is a vet. He's going to get tossed right back in there. Yeah, he's also a corner that's in his mid-30s. And you know those guys can fall off a cliff very quickly, and it seems like he has.
Limits?
Yeah, I think that Slay should see some time, but I don't believe that he should start. And James Pierre, who I've been a critic of in the past, has been very good over the last couple of games. So maybe sprinkle in Slay for a little bit of different looks. But no, I think that Pierre should be the one that gets about 70% of the snaps.
So do I, at least. It feels like throwing a bone here to a respected vet. And for all we know, that'll cost him. Because, it could be the type of game where one drive early in the game for Chicago winds up standing for 3 quarters, the way the Steelers' offense goes at times. Who knows? And that could wind up hurtful. I don't get it, man. You can lose your job to injury. Second question. Pat Freiermuth targeted one time against the same team that he torched a month earlier, the Bengals. How does this story wind up this season, this very strange Pat Freiermuth story? Donnie?
When you say wind up,
I mean, does he get a bigger role in the offense? Is this just going to be the way of it? What happens here?
I really don't understand why he hasn't been able to get more snaps than Jonnu Smith, for instance. And that seems, this is something we've been talking about all week in the afternoon. It just seems like Jonnu Smith is a, you know, he's a favorite. He's a teacher's pet to Arthur Smith, and that's why he's getting more snaps. I don't understand why Freiermuth isn't getting mixed in more. I get why Darnell Washington is, because Darnell Washington, as we saw last week, he has turned into a true weapon in this offense. But I feel like when you're able to get Pat Freiermuth the football, it's not like bad things happen with it. I mean, the guy has shown he can make some plays. He can extend some drives.
Limits?
Yeah, I think that Freiermuth should be more involved, especially with lacking a wide receiver too. I thought that he could be somebody that fills that role, plays more in the slot because he's not the blocker that Darnell Washington or Spencer Anderson is. I've been waiting and waiting, and there's just inconsistency. But there's been inconsistency throughout the entirety of the offense. Jonnu Smith is a ghost half the time. Calvin Austin's seeing less snaps. They don't have an identity on offense, guys.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Third question, Jack Sawyer starting to gain a little bit of traction here in his rookie season. Nick Herbig, I think, has been flat out good. When the Steelers line up for their season opener next year, Donnie, is Alex Highsmith still going to be here?
I'm going to say no as of right now, because I mean we know that TJ Watt will be one of those guys, and Nick Herbig is just playing too good of football to deny. I would argue that he's great. I would argue that he's
better than Highsmith. Is he a better player, do you think?
I think he's turning into one pretty quickly. I think it gets a little bit overstated how he is in the run game. I think people try to use that as a con of him. Like, oh, well, you got to keep Highsmith because Herbig can't defend against the run. But that hasn't added up this season. And this isn't to say that Alex Highsmith isn't a good player. I think he's a very good football player when he's healthy.
Yeah.
That's been the problem, though. The guy is just dinged up every single week. It just feels like there is always something. He comes off a big performance against the Chargers, one of the only players with a big performance. And Mike Tomlin really poo-poos his injury on Tuesday, and then lo and behold, the dude doesn't play on Sunday against Cincinnati. So, I mean, you got to stay on the field, and we know that the availability factor is always a big one. That's a reason why a guy like Terrell Edmonds, as much as we'd laugh about him, that's a reason why he was around a lot.
Yeah.
Najee Harris was never hurt when he was a Steeler. That's a reason why he was held in such high regard by Mike Tomlin.
It's so disappointing because Highsmith, when he's right and he's in there, like there were a couple games recently where he was just unbelievably destructive. But I agree with you. I don't think he's going to be here. I don't. I think they've got a couple guys. They can still have a little bit of depth there even going into next season and maybe get themselves a nice piece for him in a trade. Limits, I'll give you the next question, is give me a point differential you think there would be between Mason Rudolph and Aaron Rodgers as the Steelers quarterback this weekend, assuming Rodgers is a little bit compromised, I guess, by a contraption on his left hand or wrist. Point difference between those two guys running the Steelers offense.
4. I think that it's a pretty, I mean, that is a one score type of difference. I don't think that it's a full 7 points, but I do think that the offense is more effective and efficient at the line of scrimmage with Rodgers running it than Rudolph, and I do think that that matters in road games.
All right, so he's got Rudolph at minus 4 points to Rodgers. What do you have?
I was thinking somewhere in that wheelhouse. I was thinking like between 3 and 6. And if you had to hold me to a number, I would say in this particular game with the way that we don't know how Rodgers is health-wise, he certainly won't be 100%. I'll say it's around a field goal, so I'll go with 3.
That's still pretty significant, especially when you're looking at a 2.5-point spread. I think, you ready for this, Donnie? I think it's even.
I had a feeling you were going there.
Tell me more about your opinion here, because you can't like the what you've seen of Rodgers lately, can you? Plus, now he's going to be compromised maybe a little bit, and I think Mason stepped in and, believe me, I'm not confusing Mason with Dan Marino. This is within the parameters of a Steelers offense relative to the 42-year-old guy who's struggling. I think it's even.
I think I'm leaning a little bit on Aaron Rodgers and his individual history against the Bears, and also the greater chance that Mason Rudolph remembers that he's Mason Rudolph than, you know, Aaron Rodgers would falling back into a spot where he turns the football over in a key moment. Now, Rudolph showed against the Bengals that he can run this offense just fine, and I know that this isn't the 85 Bears they're going to see on Sunday, but it is a defense that takes the football away better than anybody else in the league, and that's where I feel like Mason Rudolph would be prone to a mistake more than Aaron Rodgers would.
Fair enough. 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19, Peters Township. Listen to the Pomp and Joe Show every Wednesday to hear about Starkey's Card of the Week from the Baseball Card Castle in Cranberry. Contests run every Wednesday through Friday at noon at the 93.7thefan.com contesting page. 65% chance of rain tonight, a high of Jeff Locke, 49. A low of Bobby Spillane, 41. Fan weather brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Let's ask those kinds of questions and others to the great Ray Fittipaldo of the Post-Gazette. He's coming up next on a Donnie Football Friday. We are at 84 Lumber in Bridgeville, and you should come out and say hello. Our friend Marianne just stopped in to say hello. You can say hello to her, too. Plus, there's a coffee truck. Plus, right now, all Pittsburgh area 84 Lumber showrooms are offering 10% off all retail purchases today and tomorrow. Several locations have the free coffee, the coffee truck. We're live at 84 Lumber.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Reign. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.